Blog Talk Radio.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович, и опять запрещенное.
Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголю.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо!
Double charges!
Disorderly Conduct, a program where your calls take priority tonight. The number, of course, as always, is 347-826-7667. No real Nothing really planned for the show tonight, folks. Still recovering from that amazing afternoon show I had earlier with the one and only President Clinton. That's right. Bubba himself swang through my afternoon program. You might want to check that out. It's not under this same account name. You're, of course, listening to Vince in the Bay this afternoon. It was Vince is Not Gay. Yeah, subtle difference there in the name. But you want to check that out. We had President Clinton on for the first hour. Amazing. We played some music. We hung out. Candy called in. She had some questions for the president. It's great. Loved it. And then also we had Debbie Daly on. And that was kind of cool. So looking forward to just winging it here tonight. And winging it here with me is my wingman, Moxie. What's up, Moxie?
Not too much. What's poppin'?
Oh, nothing.
That's sad.
Absolutely nothing. Yeah. I was listening, actually, you know what? I was listening to Larry's show before I came
Uh-oh.
Over here. We got Thad McCotter on right now. This is not good for Thad, because now it implicates him in the whole LOC sphere.
Well, you see what they're doing these days, right?
No, what are they doing?
They turned some river in Canada green. Birds and fish are dying everywhere. Bad news.
Okay. Big ups to early chatters, Iconoclast TX, Ken Moore, Melinda, Uncle Bobby. Thanks for coming through. Melinda clarifying in the chat that she is not anti-gay, anti-bi, or anti-life. Or anti-equals gay. Wait, I'm confused. Anti-equals gay? Okay. Thanks, Ken, for showing up here. All right, I'm still trying to get situated. It's Vince here with Moxie. I missed you last night, Moxie.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's okay. Larry filled it for you. Larry filled
did.
It for you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Actually, Larry's here right now. I know he's doing another show, but he's so talented. He can, you know, he asks, what he does is he asks Thad a question. And then he comes over here and pipes in every once in a while. That's what he was doing last night. And he came over and shared something with us.
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Oh.
That's right.
That Larry.
Yeah, it was cool. Actually, I had filling in for you last night. I had, who was it? It was Callie, your girl Callie, and Amy were both here. And Callie loves Larry.
Really?
Yeah, she asked me to forward Larry's OMG to her.
Which OMG?
Oh my God!
Wow, he does have a good OMG. He does. That guy, full of talent. No question about it.
All right, Ken, you just sent me a private message, and you're going to have to rephrase it. I can't understand it. It was a question, though, about the Jew. And I want to let everybody know that the Jew has been missing for a while now. As you know, I'm intimately involved with the Jew. I have to admit it. I, of all the people on BTR, I am one of the few that have intimate contact with him, especially now since he's been off of Blog Talk Radio. I've been keeping up with him. and keeping in touch with them pretty much on a daily basis. And I haven't heard from them. As you know, I'm here on BTR. I'm a world-renowned international trolling trends forecaster. And the reason why I'm such an expert is because I have people on the inside. And I'm telling you, I'm on the inside with the Jew, and I'm getting nothing. It's not good, folks. I'm actually kind of scared. Because that guy, we're not going to talk about him all night. Don't worry. He's definitely not. He's definitely not coming on the program. So Melinda, you can relax.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, haven't heard from the Jew in a while. I mean, I haven't heard him on BTR in a while. But I haven't even, but offline, I you know, there'd be days I wouldn't hear from him on BTR, but he would still at least check in with me and say, oh, you got to hear Debbie Daly's show. Go to minute 142, and all she's doing is talking about me. Or, oh, hey, go to Black Conservative and download it. Go to minute 53, and that's when he starts talking about me. You know, I haven't gotten any of that in a long time. It's kind of weird. It's kind of freaking me out, actually.
This is exactly how he said he was going to destroy BTR, isn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, wasn't he claiming that BTR was going to self-destruct and he would be a part of it? Now that he's not around, he could reemerge at any time, I'm sure. But now that we don't have all this back and forth with him on everybody else's shows, and we don't have him calling in to talk about himself, I don't know.
What are we going to do?
The same? I know.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, we have nothing to talk about. I mean, if we can't talk about him, what is there?
Well, the LOC, obviously.
Yeah, I guess.
You don't think they're behind all that stuff? The fish and bird poisonings and the bird thing.
Oh, the bird thing. I totally think that's LOC. That's got their fingerprints all over it.
Yeah. But that river turning green, isn't green one of Lair's favorite colors?
What river turned green? What are you talking about?
Somewhere in Canada. This river turned green, and they said it was fluorescein, and it was not toxic, and don't worry about it. But nobody's ever said where it came from. You know who was on it? Was your equivalent on the TV, Glenn Beck, you know, with his chalkboards and explaining all this.
People keep telling me about this Glenn Beck character, and I don't know if I want to watch him.
I wouldn't. I just got a clip.
Go ahead, play it.
Oh, no, I can't. No, I don't mean on the computer. I just meant somebody had sent me a video.
Oh.
Like a little audio, or, you know, like the clip of the show. And he was talking about how nobody's asking why, and I think I know why. Nobody wants to out the LOC on satellite. Oh, not satellite. What is it? Cable television. That'd be big news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Things are kind of now. Ken is asking about the troll wars and whether or not the Jew's absence is going to mean an end to the troll wars. I don't know. I think the jury's still out on that. I think there's definitely we're definitely hitting a lull period here. I noticed that Black Conservative is not really saying much. Bill Wagoner is nowhere to be seen. Debbie Daly has gone back to giving advice. The Skype assholes, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I saw. I didn't go to their show today, but I get the alert. And they had, they, it actually sounded like they had a topic they were going to actually talk about. That was kind of weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so I don't know. This is kind of, I assume, though, that they're all still, you know, working together. Like, obviously, Debbie Daly is still a Skype asshole. Actually, Debbie's,
I thought she was BWC.
No. She's got, well, BWC's part of Skype assholes. You talk to Dr. Cowpoke.
That's right, but, Dr. Pote.
Let me see. Debbie wants to clarify something. Let me put her on real quick.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
Ooh.
Wow. All right, Deb, relax. It's cool. All right. I think it's just better not to talk about Debbie. She was on my program earlier today. I don't know why, what her problem is. She came on and she was doing impressions of Bill Clinton on my show this afternoon. Definitely check that one out towards the end of the show. Debbie Daly gives a look. I mean, he's actually kind of easy to mock. I mean, you just kind of, hello, this is Bill Clinton. Yahoo. Actually, Debbie does it way better than me. I can't do it. I was doing it earlier today. I gotta practice. Sorry, Moxie, am I blowing your mind here? Hello.
Yeah, I thought that was Bill Clinton on the line. I was just a little stunned because, as you know, it was a dream of mine to be one of his interns.
Really?
Yes. I even had the blue dress, everything, all ready to go.
That's hot. It's too bad. Well,
that
maybe one of
bad.
These days. He's on Blog Talk Radio now, so you can.
Yes.
You can probably track
pretty
him down.
Pretty amazing.
He's
really,
on during
Blog
the,
Talk Radio. Yeah, Blog Talk Radio has got some really heavy hitters now. I mean,
yeah,
they've got
yeah.
the head of the LOC. They've got Bill Clinton? What's mm-hmm. next? Obama? Is Obama going to have a show now? He's just going to do
no.
a State of the Union address over BTR?
Probably.
Well, it would be a good way to figure out which part of or where he is with the troll crews. You know, we could find out if Obama's part of the BWC or the Skype assholes or the LOC. I doubt he's part of the LOC.
Mm.
But that would also be a good cover story. You know, the LOC, they all tend to be those, Tea Partiers, vast right-wing, nut jobs. So it would be perfect if he was a part of the LOC. No one would ever suspect in a million years.
Oh, that was another thing. Ken was mentioning Robert Gibbs. Bill Clinton today was mentioning that he is interested in running and applying for the job of press secretary. He wants to replace Robert Gibbs. Apparently he had so much fun in the press room a couple weeks ago with Barack that he's like, hell, I can do this. Sign me up.
That would be awesome, actually.
Wouldn't that be cool? And I was on my show yesterday, I was playing clips of Ron Paul talking with his son, and he was mentioning that one of these guys, one of these presidents, fuck, I already forgot what the guy's name was. I want to say Taft, maybe? No, maybe not. I'll have to go back and listen. Actually, I have it here. Let me see. Oh, and I also discovered, if you listen to this clip here, I'll play it again. I have still have the clip here. If you listen close to this clip, there's a president that after they were finished their presidential term, they went back to the House and served in Congress.
Wow,
and,
I didn't know
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I forgot the name, but I have the clips here, so let's see.
You know, I heard that part of your show when you were talking
what?
About the Paul boys. And there was one, you were talking about, there, you know, you didn't think there was a big difference between the two of them, and I think there's one big difference.
No, I said there is a big difference between them.
Oh, okay. Well, I was tired. Well, I was falling.
Well,
I was on
ahead.
The line, and I had to drop off eventually.
Oh. What? Go ahead. Finish your thought. What were you going to say?
Well, no. My big... Okay. You know what Ron Paul's regular job is, right?
OBGYN?
Yeah. Can you imagine...
Your SDU... Huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And here's the difference between... Ron Paul and Rand Paul. I would only let one of them anywhere near that spot in between my legs, if you know what I'm saying. Can you imagine being a woman and letting Ron Paul up in there with his tools? I don't know. Creeps me out.
Okay, cool. All right, so they're trying to figure out, okay, I think this is them. I think this is the clip, them yakking it up with Neil Cavuto, and they're talking about the House and Senate and a bunch of bullshit.
Congressman, when Rand decided to run, were you encouraging him, discouraging him, hands off? What?
Pretty much hands off, because I knew he'd do what he wanted to do or thought he should do. And I think somebody like that has to take advantages of the opportunities. And he had an opportunity to run for the Senate, and you have to start where you can. Someday, you know, he might even make it to the House of Representatives. Who knows?
There is that little battle, right? The House, the Senate. The Senate supposedly is cooler because there are fewer of you. Do you guys play that game back?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is when Henry Clay was first elected, it was to the Senate. He thought it was boring and too slow, and he went back in to the House.
Right, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Yeah,
how about John Quincy Adams? He went to the House for 17 years after he was president.
After being president.
There's something to be said about the House.
John Quincy Adams, that's what it was. Can you imagine what it is, what it's like hanging around at the dinner table with that family? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? How about William Randolph Hearst? he served one term and then fucked his cousin's uncle and then had to be, you know, had to drop out of the presidency, you know? It's just like, yikes, dude. These guys are like fucking encyclopedias. John Quincy Adams?
They're obviously students of history.
How about Henry Clay? He said, see, did you hear the laughs, though? See, that's what, more than anything, is the laughs. That's what I focus on. It's obvious they have the LOC laugh down pat.
Yeah, and I wouldn't pass them to be part of that.
Yeah, that's right, folks. We're exposing the LOC. You'll start to notice it everywhere now. If you turn on the television, it's on everywhere. It's not just Fox News. It's not just MSNBC and Nickelodeon. It's everywhere.
Nickelodeon, yeah. Well, that's where I've noticed it first.
Well, that everybody know that's the evil cesspool of leftist propaganda that's polluting the minds of our young children. And turning them all into homosexuals and drug addicts.
Little socialists.
Yeah. It's okay, kids. Get hooked on the methadone early. Bush was greedy. Obama is not.
Who said that?
Oh, iconoclast. Iconoclast, call in. Tell us. Break it down. Tell us the Bush Obama story. See, I disagree. I say there's no difference between Bush and Obama. I don't see change. I see continuity. But that's
just
me.
Yeah, Bush. I was really disappointed with him at the end of his second term with the bailouts. However, I have just about finished his book, Decision Pants. And You know, I mean, the guy does a fair job of explaining when he put on his decision pants and why he made certain decisions. And it all sounds very fair to me. It doesn't, I don't know. I think that the left, for some reason, they just, anytime you even mention Bush, like you could be talking about a woman's crotch or you could be talking about a rose bush and they just freak out. Wet the bed. I mean, I don't care. People talk about Obama all the time. I don't have that same kind of reaction, and I guarantee you that I feel the same way about Obama that they did about Bush. But they just couldn't control their, you know, the outrage and their just the socialist agenda wasn't getting done, and I don't know. I hate politics. I thought 2011 was going to be the year without politics.
Exactly. So why are you talking about it, Larry? What do you think we should? What do you think about all this?
Enough of the theater talk.
But Larry, we weren't talking about theater. What's he talking about with the theater stuff?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, last night the People's Choice Awards were on too, and Larry was helping us cover that. Callie called in. She's my entertainment correspondent. She called in. We talked about the awards. We watched the Kardashians on TV, and I think that's what Larry's doing right now. I think he's reliving that because the Kardashians were on, and I think it was the big one had like some serious cleavage happening, and Larry was excited.
Wow, that's a plunging neckline there.
Oh. It's kind of odd that he likes the plunging neckline on women.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to out him or anything.
No, he's not. No, did you listen to that, his voice there? He's just making an observation. He's not excited about it. He's just like, you know, if you see some big tits, you know, and some cleavage in your face, I don't care if you like tits or not, you're going to notice it and maybe even comment, right?
That's true. Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Hello?
Yes. Do we have Larry on the line?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Yeah, we know.
What's going on, Larry?
not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Par for the course.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here trying to finish my coffee so I can get excited for the rest of the show.
Put that coffee down.
Whoa.
Coffee is for closers, and you closed nothing.
Right. All right, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Once you're in the caller queue here, you want to press the number 1 to raise your hand, and we'll add you on to the convo here. I'm Vincent the Bay, and you're not. I'll be right back.
prone to disorderly conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vincent the Bay, back here with you. 347-826-7667. Mox is here with me. Congratulations to Ken Moore and Melinda for finding some way to troll each other on my show here. Yeah. Once again, this program is 100% Jew-free and also 100% flawless-free. And wow. Tonight, your calls are the priority. And we have a caller now on the 936 area code. You're live now on the air.
Vince.
Hey, who's this?
Vince the Bay.
Yeah, who's
Vince,
this?
Can you hear me, Bay? Can you hear me?
Nature Boy.
No, it's not Nature Boy.
What's up?
Oh.
This is Diesel Kilgore, and I want to say to you that I'm Irish, and I even hate that song you played, and last night you're playing Puddle of Mud in Spanish. What the hell's going on?
Okay. First of all, Nature Boy, it's not Puddle of Mud. My name is Mud.
Nature. This is not him. This is not Nature.
Okay, I know we might be having an identity crisis, but you might be referring to the Primus song that I played that's called Me Llamo Mud. It's entitled Me Llamo Mud.
Me Llamo Mud, no. I don't want to hear Puddle of Mud in Spanish. I don't want to hear the Irish music.
We don't want to hear any of that. We don't want to hear any of it, right, Kilgore?
That's right.
Kilgore?
Vince of the Bay, don't you? Hey, you haven't noticed yet that there's two people on the line here, Vince of the Bay?
Well, you know, Nature Boy, I can't say that I've really picked up.
Did you say, wait a minute, did you say Nature Boy? Woo! Rick Flair.
It's kind of scary how he just morphed into Nature Boy. Like, he wouldn't admit that he was Nature Boy.
Right.
And then he kind of remembered that he is Nature Boy.
And then he switches into the other voice, of which are done very poorly. I think that if someone's going to troll this show, they ought to troll us properly and at least have some good trolling skills.
Yeah, because, I mean, we've been trolled by the best of them.
Absolutely. Is he still on the line, or did you mute him?
Iconoclast is on the line. He had his hand up earlier. Iconoclast, his hand went back down. I don't know. If you want to come on and join the convo here, Icon, feel free to do so. You can, why not hang out, dude? If you want to speak up, I guess just press 1 and I'll put you on. It's Vince in the Bay with Moxie and Nature Boy, sort of. I don't know. Nature Boy, what's on your mind tonight?
Why is there an echo?
What echo?
Why do I hear an echo?
And that's Kilgore. That's not the Nature Boy.
I am not the Nature Boy, Vince. You stupid idiot.
He does not understand, Kilgore, that there are two people on the line.
Well, he needs to know it.
Okay.
Right,
my apologies to Kilgore. My apologies to Kilgore and Nature Boy. Yes, I have a hard time making. You understand I'm Korean and I can't tell the difference between white
Irish,
voices,
I'm
right?
All these
white voices.
I don't care.
What the hell
Korean.
Is happening to our great nation? We've got Irish and Koreans on the damn radio.
Listen up, Kim.
Where is Rush Limbaugh?
I don't care.
Where is Rush Limbaugh? You find me Rush Limbaugh right now. We got Irish and Koreans
taking over the damn radio. We need Irish. No, we don't need them. Get them away. Get these damn immigrants out of here.
You don't make any sense.
Get them out now. You Irish and Korean bastards. The Koreans, I thought we'd beat you with a damn war. And the Irish, you're not even rich enough to afford a war. You need to get the hell out of our country. Wait a minute, I've got a song. I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. But I can't forget the women who cried when they got laid by me. And I'll proudly stand up and confess to you that I'm the greatest that ever lived. Because I love this town.
Now, wait a minute. If you're the greatest, why are the women crying?
Rick Blair.
Why are the women crying if they get laid by you? That sounds like bad sex to me.
No, because it hurts. It hurts. It hurts very bad when the women are in the bed with the nature boy.
With Moxie, face mouth.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
my
I thought this was
God.
Moxie.
What'd you say, Moxie?
He said women cry when they get laid by him, and I was thinking, that doesn't sound like good sex.
Mm-hmm.
And he's
yeah.
saying that he hurts them. So was that just some sort of admission of a crime?
Let's find out. Nature Boy, what do you say?
What you didn't hear anything I was just saying about Moxie? Moxie, you know about our little rendezvous the other night, baby. Whoa. You and me, Dom Perignon, champagne. I bought you that nice pink panty lace that you couldn't fit into. I had to kick your legs up in your hover out. I had to kick your legs up in your hover out just to try to get some pleasure. And I got a cramp in my thigh. And a crap in my ass.
Well, do you have advice for me? Do you have advice for me on how to lose weight? Hey, simmer down. Simmer down. Simmer down now. I want to know, what's your advice? You know, I've got a good 400 pounds to lose. So how am I going to do that? It's a little mean, isn't it?
Wait a minute. Every time you start thinking about food, just slap yourself. Stop eating up everything in the damn house and in the next door neighbor's house and in the people's house down the road.
What, Nature Boy? She
and the people's house.
Diet of Space Mountain for the next 3
No,
months.
You know what she needs? She needs Total Gym with Wesley Snipes. Whoa, that'll get you in shape, baby. Whoa. Yeah. Total Gym, 10 minutes for every day. That's all she said.
All right, Nature Boy. I appreciate it.
Why do you put these people on? They're not
even
funny.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Nature Boy. All right, we're going
to
take a break. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. grabbing into your photo. It's looking and it's your. Teacher for a day, wait, can't stop. In shadow, in front of me, in shadow, in azul. Tengo mi orgul, tomo mi vino. Bavaria, lo más fino, excepto que en varios meses no he ganado ni un gran centavo, o quizás son años. El aliento de este bastardo gordo la podría traer a lágrimas. Tu vida, mis palabras, un pleito común. Entonces pisa en la cabeza con la pata del viejo de lo que yo me llamo Mush. Me llamo Mush. Me llamo Mush.
Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Okay, Vince in the Bay back with you. We just had a drive-by hit in the chat room. Frank from West Virginia says the Skype assholes are now banned off of BTR. Is this breaking news, Moxie? Can we confirm this?
I don't know how we can confirm or disconfirm this, dude. Everyone's okay. Getting banned. First it was the Jew. And
it's a whole
somebody
house. That's right. The whole house of cards is coming down. Calpo did it. He's the one that kicked the leg out from the underneath the entire thing, and it's all imploding now. See, you take out the Jew, the all-seeing eye, the one-eyed Jew, the all-seeing eye. Bingo, gone.
Right,
the
because you know who else got booted? But I mean, they get booted all the time. A few members of the BWC.
Mm-hmm.
They had their accounts disabled. Again, that happens regularly. Skype assholes. And somebody else that I know, the part of my, our show, because you're my co-host, got their account, booted. Pretty scary. I'm afraid to log on.
Yeah. Yeah, and yet, Nature Boy is allowed to run loose on the streets and the airwaves of BTR.
Why do you let that guy on the air? He's not even funny.
I know. I keep hoping that sometimes he's funny when like when we were doing that whole there was a couple of troll wars. There was one of those troll wars he showed up in the middle of, and he brought a nice dynamic because it was kind of like, you know, I was just getting hit from all angles, from Flawless and the Jew and everywhere, and all of a sudden
the Cactus Crew.
Yeah, the Cactus. You missed last night or this afternoon. Cactus was on the show this afternoon with me.
That's probably one of my favorite trolls is Cactus.
Actually, it was a great show this afternoon that everybody missed. It was a nice little impromptu gig. We had the president on, Bill Clinton. We had Cactus. And we had Debbie Daly. And we had Candy. Sexy, one of the sexiest voices on BTR, Candy. She's got her own show. I forgot what it's called. But if you just go on BTR and search for Candy with a K, K-A-N-D-I, Candy, she has a couple of shows. But she's amazing. Speaking of amazing, Lady Slugga, welcome to the chat room. Probably finishing up your show, no doubt. Lady Slugga, we are operating here, just so you know, 100% Jew-free and 100% Flawless-free. For your, and we're also ribbed for your pleasure. If you want to call in, the number is 347-826-7667. I've been in the Bay. We're still in our first hour here. I can't believe it. It is amazing. It really is. I'm here with Moxie and friends. Uncle Bobby, Shellwing, Kenmore, Iconoclast, TX, Blue Goose, and all 47,000 guests. Frank from West Virginia, we need some clarification. If you wouldn't mind calling in, maybe. You just came into our, to my chat room and said Skype assholes are now banned off BTR. If I'm gonna report this as breaking news, I need some. My news staff need some sort of verification. So if maybe you wanna. Elaborate, Frank from West Virginia. Feel free to call in, Frank. The number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. We were just commenting about how BTR, my show in particular, but BTR in general is pretty much Billy did it. We're gone. What does that mean?
Who?
Gone.
Oh, Billy Wagner, the wagon?
Huh. That's weird. Interesting.
You know who would have really good insight would be Dr. Pote. Cal
Pote. He's got this. Yeah, you know what? And I turned down an opportunity to be on his show, and I'll probably never get that chance again. He's going to blow this wide open. I could have been on... The
inside. You could have been on the inside of this,
yeah.
and broken the news.
Wow, so that's huge. Yeah. That's right. I wonder how this affects Debbie. Is she affected at all? Because she's part of the Skype assholes, presumably, right?
Well, according to Cal Poach, she is. I'm not convinced.
Debbie, Debbie, clarify. What's up with you and Skype assholes?
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
Oh.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Debbie, you better watch out because they just got rid of it. According to Frank from West Virginia,
Well,
thank you, Frank
sense.
From West Virginia. For bringing everything together for us here. I'd like to ask Frank from West Virginia to call in. Let us know what's up.
Hey, I have a question for you, Vince.
Yeah.
Are calls our priority on this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I was just checking.
Do I not say that enough?
I don't think you've said it in about 20 minutes, and I was becoming concerned that our priorities had changed.
No, nobody's called in. But, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is a call-in show. Your calls take priority. The number, 347-826-7667. We can talk about anything.
You want to hear something fucked up?
Yeah.
There is a story on, I guess, what was this? The Telegraph today. There's some, I thought it was a man based on the picture, but apparently it was a woman with just very short hair and manly features who had 1,048 Facebook friends that she had taken an overdose and was going to die. And some of them lived, say, 2 or 3 doors down, I guess, you know, I don't know what over there in England, what it's like, but in the same village. And nobody did anything. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that story? I think it was on Drudge today.
No, post it.
You want me to post the link in the chat?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, but then I don't know if I can get into the chat. I can't.
Okay.
Very
well, then.
Anyway, it is on, the telegraph.co.uk. And it's probably big news because not much happens over there in jolly old England. Okay, I found a way to post it vicariously, I think. Anyway, yeah, I mean, isn't that nuts?
Yeah, totally, it's crazy. Hang on, I'm doing some research here. I'm trying to find that article. Talk for a second.
Which article? The one that I'm talking about?
Oh, wait, Shelway got it.
Right.
Hello? Enough of the theater talk.
Wow. Man, I'm just shocked that guy's still on BTR, you know? With all that talent just oozing out of his pores.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. So I don't understand. So with a call-in show, we're now left with the Cactus Crew and Nature Boy and his boyfriend. What did his boyfriend call himself? Kilgore? Skype assholes are gone. I've not seen the BWC around. The LOC, they're always undercover. It's pretty, I don't know. It seems like a troll.
My name's Larry O'Connor.
Program. Yes, yes, yes. We know Lair.
not a whole lot going on.
Yeah, well, I think the thing is, you know, the LOC, they get paid a lot of money. And I wonder if they're not trying to push out the other troll crews and recruit the cream of the crop from these other troll crews, bring them into the LOC.
Exactly. You're right.
You know? And then,
exactly what's happening. Now that's, I think that's what you're seeing with say, like, this guy Nature Boy. They're obviously contracted out by the LOC to harass me. And that's, it just shows why they're so persistent. I mean, they're getting paid by the LOC, obviously. So yeah, I found this Facebook friend's mock suicide story. I don't know. Is this going to depress the shit out of me? I'm already depressed.
Oh, no, no. It's not a mock suicide. She actually did kill herself. So, no, it shouldn't depress you.
Oh, wait, it's not a mock suicide. Oh, I see this quote, Sarah Kay. Facebook, quote, friends mock, quote, suicide of woman who posted goodbye message. And of course she's gay, right? She's totally gay.
I thought it was a man.
But they're not going to talk about, there's probably just as many suicides on the internet of straight people, but it just doesn't fit the narrative that these outlets want to tell, you know?
Yeah, I think it's certainly, it's like Greta Van Susteren, you know how she has a thing with missing blonde women, like young women. Like
Because that's what her mother's going through. What happened to her child? Remember what Greta's gone through a lot of work. Remember Greta when she was on CNN?
Yes. Oh my gosh,
she left
CNN
and came to Fox and fucking got a fucking plastic surgery, and she is that poor woman. Oh, I got to get a clip of this. Maybe I can do it. There's an hour left to go. I'll find a clip of her saying, President Obama. She cannot say that. That phrase, President Obama. She cannot say President Obama. You know what she says instead? Presbama. Presbama.
Is that from too much plastic surgery?
Presbama. Yeah. She can't form her sentences in certain ways because her fucking lips are pulled too tight.
Only one side, though. The other side is loose.
Yeah. All right. So VMAC's here now. VMAC, what it up? What up, bro?
What's going down, V?
Mm.
Oh man, nothing much.
Nothing. We're just talking about Greta. We're just chatting it up about Greta Van Susteren and her plastic surgery.
Oh man, that's horrible. Do it look like she has stroke?
She's the Joan Rivers of Fox News Channel.
Yeah, she is. You know the thing that baffles me, though, Vince, is like, when they get that plastic surgery, it doesn't make them look no better. It makes them just look like, I don't know what it makes them look like. It don't make them look like mannequins or nothing. It just make them look weird.
Yeah.
I haven't seen somebody have successful plastic surgery. They all look weird. Their jaws be sunk in. Their lips be all big. Their nose be all skinny. You know, I don't get that. Like, what is it? Reject of Angelina Jolie? What is that?
Yeah. And, you know, Angelina Jolie kind of scares me, too.
Yeah, she's pretty hot, man.
I don't know what's real and fake. I don't know what's real and fake on her either. She's kind of sort of a Frankensteinish thing. She'll be interesting when she grows. She's going to be like Cher. She's just going to keep getting work and keep getting work, but it's going to be subtle and it's going to be incremental.
Yeah. Yeah, because back in her Tomb Raider days, she was hot. That first Tomb Raider, she was ready. But now, no. I wouldn't take her on my worst day. Unless I was getting paid.
I thought that was all natural, those lips on Angelina.
Yeah, that was natural. Yeah, that's natural. Yeah, she always had those lips. But just the rest of her body, you know, she lost all that weight. Because remember, she used to be kind of thick, you know. She was kind of well, you know, put together, you know. Then she has lost all that weight, and then she had the boobs and the lips, and it just messed everything up. She's not the same person she used to be. It's like, I can see her ribs. Like, that's why I don't like real skinny women, because sometimes you feel like you're going to break them or something.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys know me. I like women with a little extra cushion for the pushing, voluptuous, if you will.
You got to give me your number,
what?
Man. You got to give me your number so I can show you these pictures, man.
Oh, don't you have my email? Just email me the pictures, dude.
Can I do it from my phone? I don't think I can do it from this phone, man.
Oh, okay. You know what? I have your number. I'll just text you, and then you can text me, right?
Okay, got you. Yeah, because I got some cushion.
Is this like something I can put on put in the chat for people to look at, or is it for my eyes only? Oh, you want me to share it? All right, cool. All right, man. Well, I'll do that. Let me take a little break here. While I'm doing that, I'll hit a VMAC here and get the lowdown and the hoedown, if you know what I'm saying. And while we're doing that, why don't we listen to some VMAC, shall we? And a little verbal ventilation right here on Disorderly Conduct. Join us, won't you? The number 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
On my way to the church, questioning my self-worth. I've been down too long, my faith is not so good, but my anger is strong. On the verge of losing my home, but job is scarce. Asking the state for help, I feel so embarrassed. My independence I cherish, I'm about to lose. The devil telling me I'm smart and dressed for evil and use it. I won't confuse it, I'm a good man. The more I fight, the more I'm sinking in this quicksand. Is this God's plan, or some bad karma? I push my chick away, cause I'm afraid I might harm her. I leaned on my mama, but I broke her back. My hustle game sucks, I can't flip a sack. I try so hard to put my city on the map, but folks ain't ready, I'm just spitting the facts. This ain't faith, the realest song I ever wrote. Now meet with happiness, and I know if I hope. Asking the Lord, am I forsaken as I breathe through this mic?
To Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vincent the Bay back here with you. 347-826-7667 is the number to join me. I'm here with Moxie and VMAC. And checking out these pictures, VMAC. Very, very naughty pictures. You took these pictures? VMAC, are you there? Oh, wait. Crap. Switchboard's acting up here. Okay, VMAC, you're on.
Yeah, what's up?
So you took those pictures?
Oh, yeah.
You've got a good sense of composition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man, I had to make sure I got the good pictures, man.
Yeah, yeah, very symmetrical, very on target. You know, lighting was fine, perfect. I can see it on my phone, crystal clear. I just want to, like, I actually, you know what I did on my iPhone? I actually licked my iPhone. That's next, kids. That's the next level. That's what the Mark Fuckerbergs of the porn of 10 years from now are going to come up with that app where you can just, like, lick pussy. The Lick Pussy app.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah,
that's probably one of my young ones. That's probably already
old,
now. Wow, that's great. So you don't. So wait. So who is this chick?
Oh, 21-year-old. Oh, that's some little chick I was messing with.
And
yeah,
you don't mind.
The older one in the stand in the mirror is.
The one with the mirror. I can't see her face.
Guess how old she is.
You know, I have to see the face, but I'm going to say 23. I don't know.
37.
30 what?
37.
37? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I said, I can't see her face, so I don't know. It was just a shot in the dark, actually. But so you want me to publish these on my chat room? I want to give people. Yeah? Wow, this is some great work you have here, dude. You're quite a photographer, I got to tell you. You really find a way to capture the essence of your subjects.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
All right, I got to figure out. I don't really know my iPhone that well. I got to figure out how to get this off of my phone. I guess I could just tweet it. I'm not going to tweet this shit. Are you kidding me?
No, I think it's mine. No, don't publish it, man. Don't do that.
I might
I'm the only one
got
of those pictures, and I don't want that shit getting back to me.
Yeah. No, I think what I'm going to... One of them is like...
Save it for the Vince. Save it for the Vince archive.
Yeah. I might show one, just the booty pic. The booty pic.
Yeah,
booty. That's not giving anything away. I mean, it's giving a lot away,
yeah.
But not. Yeah, I'll paste that in a minute. That's cool, man. Thanks for sharing that. Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. There would be more because I'm back to my whore days now. I'm a whore now.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Look
yeah,
out.
Yeah, man, it's going to be way more than that now.
Moxie,
I got the love
out
of my system, so I'm officially a whore again in 2011.
I'm curious. Do these women just let you take pictures of their parts?
Yes.
Apparently, yes. Apparently they do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, they do. And very, very attractive women have no problem, apparently.
No problem. Amazing. I have more than that, but I don't want to degrade them too far. Man, I have videos.
Yeah,
no,
this is a family show. Right, I know. Thanks, though, VMAC. We appreciate you spreading the love and your artistry. It's really a pleasure and a joy. Well, if you want to join in the festivities here, kids, we still have 45 minutes to go. And the lines are open, 347-826 7667. I've got a caller now. Let's go to the line, and we got somebody here with their hand up. Oh, where are we at here? All right. 936, you're on the air.
Oh, boy.
What is going on here? You got a Christian rapper, and then you got porno. What kind of disorderly mess is this you're creating?
Are you kidding me?
This is horrible.
Wait a minute, Vincent May. I want to touch on a couple subjects that you've been touching on that you haven't cued in Ric Flair for any of it. You son of a bitch. Let me touch first and foremost on the Skype assholes. I have all the confirmation that you need, Vincent May. They are bingo, dingo, gone. The LOC is going to be gone next. And then after them will be Flawless. And the only crew left will be the Nature Boy and Prankville. Now, wait a minute. Let me touch on something else. I'm going to bring on a good friend of mine in just a few seconds, and I heard you and Moxie talking about. But I want to touch first on this Christian rapper / pornographic porn man. You got D-Mac, uh-huh. V-Mac, Big Mac, whatever his name is. Are
yeah.
you kidding me?
V-Mac. It's D-Mac. It's D-Mac.
V-Mac, whatever the hell his name is, you tell me he's a piece of shit. Hey, you two sound like a bunch of fags on the air. So,
Whatever
the hell you are, hold on. Let me bring on my special guest. You were trashing her, and she's a good friend of mine. I got her live on the line with me. Greta Van Susteren, yeah, Natalie Holloway, we're live
yeah.
in Aruba.
Oh, this is great. Exclusive, folks. I've had Bill Clinton and Greta Van Susteren. It's huge. Hi, Greta. You're going to have to speak up, Greta. I can't hear you. Speak up, Greta, please.
Greta Van Scarface, live in Aruba.
You sound like Grumpy or somebody.
Yeah.
Like
that's, yeah. You obviously don't watch your show.
Hey, you V-Mac. Big Mac, whatever your name is, it's about time you say something, punk. Are you kidding me? You're sitting there talking about God and all your little rap songs, and then you're sending pornographic pictures and calling yourself a hoe on a family show. You're putting out videos of these nasty, pathetic prostitutes.
And Moxie,
big
what,
hey, that was a nice piece of ass. Woo!
Hey, I got two words
yeah,
for
it was,
you,
it actually, I'm looking at
Moxie,
it right now.
Why don't you like us, Moxie?
Hey, Moxie, I got two words for you. Richard Simmons, baby.
All right, this is turning into like a party line. This is turning into Skype assholes is what it's turning into. And that's when I have to turn things around here and encourage other people to call in. We've heard from Nature Boy, and we know where he stands, and we want some other opinions here. Also want to remind you, not only is this program 100% flawless free, it's 100% Jew free.
I'm a troll and a liar.
Yes, Lugga, this is the life of BTR. I'm not going to miss it, though. I tell you, I don't think I'm going to miss BTR. I've got how many shows left? 25 to go, or 24 more shows out tonight to go. That's it.
Vince, did you hear Nature Boy? Did you hear
what?
Him saying that the LOC is going to go down?
Yeah, right.
All I got to say is, woo!
Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. So, Larry, what's going on tomorrow night on the big program?
We're going to start to introduce some of the wacky entertainment aspects of what goes on over at Big Hollywood.
Yeah, look forward to it. All right. Okay, Vince here taking your calls. I'm here with Moxie and Larry.
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
He loves me.
You're telling me, kiddo. 347-826-7667 is the number. It's Vince in the Bay here with you with Larry, Moxie, VMAC. And we're celebrating the breaking news that if you're just joining us, that's right, Skype assholes eliminated from BTR. BTR is like the final, it's like the It's like March Madness at BTR right now for trolls. It really
troll
is.
Extermination. It's like, troll extermination.
It's total extermination of all trolls at BTR. And that's right. If you're just joining us, the latest casualty, the Skype assholes eliminated from competition here on BTR. And earlier we got reaction from Debbie Daly.
What's wrong with being friends with a Skype asshole, you stupid son of a bitch? Shut up.
Hey.
She went on the record about the one angry Jew and various other things that have already been heard on her show, but it's a little clip of her reaction to that news. I have to turn to my panel. You know, the Skype assholes, they're, you know, I'm going to miss them. I miss the Jew already. We talked about him. He's gone. Now Skype assholes, we're talking about Snake, Tony the Roofer, all these guys. Zip, zero, no longer. Yeah, I'm going to miss these guys. I was trying to get Tony the Roofer on my show before he was exterminated, and he's gone now. I can't believe it. And that fucking son of a bitch, what was it, Benjamin? Was it Cowpote? No, it was Cowpote. Stole Tony the Roofer from me. And now Tony the Roofer's gone. I'll never have my chance. Larry, what do you think of Tony the Roofer?
I think that you could say he's a stalwart figure.
Yeah, you're telling me, brother. Preaching to the choir. Oh, that is wild, wacky stuff, Larry. Wild, wacky stuff. Big ups to my chat room, Beneath Everything, a.k.a. Ronnie Rucker, Blue Goose, Cleo Louise, a myriad of guests, Iconoclast, TX, Kenmore, Lady Slugga, Security Files, Shellwig, and Uncle Bobby. Uncle Bobby is asleep, but you should check out Uncle Bobby's program. Him and his lovely assistant, Renee. His co-host, Renee, is a doll. Poor girl actually tried to come in here and listen to my show, and her head exploded. She's so sweet. They're just a sweet couple of New Jersey kids just hanging out on the radio in the morning, being goofy. Check him out. Speaking of goofy, where is he? Is this show over yet?
It should be.
All right. All right, we got over a half hour to go, so if you guys want to chime in about something, now's the time to do it. 347-826-7667. So, Moxie, what's going on with the Institute? Any updates? You didn't have the show tonight.
Yeah, the Institute was closed this evening. And there's a possibility that there will be a special seminar tomorrow, the regular time.
Okay.
9 p.m. Central. Yeah.
All right. Hey, VMAC. You have I have 25 days left. So you have 25 days left to do the final damn radio show. When is that looking like that's going to happen?
Monday. I'll be back Monday.
Nice.
Where's VMAC going? VMAC, what are you doing after BTR crumbles into a pile of dust?
Just live my life as usual. That's about it, you know.
Yeah.
I tried, you know, like you said, in a verbal ventilation. I tried to put my city on the map, and a lot of them not ready. I mean, just now I see why our city is not on, and I don't want to have nothing to do with it anymore. So I'm going to start focusing on other things in my life. You know, BTR, fuck them. That's how I look at it.
Thank you, very nice.
Well said. I concur. Icon is not on tonight, I don't think. Iconoclast has been in my on my switchboard, sitting there, listening, and fell asleep in the chat. Icono, if you want to wake up and join us on the air, we got 34 minutes left to get you on. And bingo, there he is. Iconoclast TX, what's going on?
I have nothing to say.
Perfect.
How can that be?
Well, what's up, Jason? Are you doing a show right now?
No, I'm not doing a show tonight because I'm doing my special on racism tomorrow at 7 p.m. Friday or today.
Oh,
actually.
Give us a little teaser. What do you have cooked up about are you trying to like set off a race war or something?
No. It's going to be one of my serious shows. I started out doing serious shows on this thing and then kind of got into this more lowbrow stuff later.
Yeah, I don't get mixed up with that lowbrow stuff anymore.
I know. Yeah, you're...
No, never.
Straight hard news here, pretty much. Yeah.
So I'm gonna do my whole Barbara Walters thing tomorrow.
Well, it's a good topic. Oh, sorry.
Well, the topic is racism. It's about we're going to discuss racism and about in America specifically and the history of racism in America, why it still exists. We're going to talk about things that started out like the KKK, Black Panthers, things like that. We're going to talk about Al Qaeda. We're going to talk about affirmative action, interracial relationships.
Al Qaeda are racist?
Well, no, not necessarily.
But I gonna, hey, Larry, can I ask you a question?
You're talking to me?
Larry, that's Iconoclast.
Iconoclast, can I ask you a question? Yeah.
Sure.
I know.
As far as racism, you know how all the things that happened to the African-Americans, you know, like when we was brought over here on the boat and desensitized and all that, blah, blah, blah. So do you think that is it a lasting effect among the African Americans now, or you think it's just African Americans just being self-destructive now?
Well, first of all, I should say I am half African American. I should tell you that. Second of all, it absolutely still affects African Americans today, not just African Americans, many other minorities. But yeah, specifically African Americans in regards to slavery and the things that happened before absolutely still affect African Americans today. Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you disagree with that?
No. I was just asking. I'm kind of 50-50 with it because, like, there's a lot of opportunity out here, you know, for no matter what race it is. Like, and sometimes I find a lot, you know, of my African-American brothers trying to use the white man as a crutch.
Well, are you talking about, like, affirmative action?
Even more to, like, well, you know, to even, you know, education. You know, mm-hmm. No one tells you to sit at home and not go to school. No one tells you to sit at home and not to try to fill out applications and at least to try to get a job. But the first thing comes out of somebody's mouth, well, it's a white man holding me down. No one's holding you in your house not to go down to school and apply.
Well, I agree.
I know a lot of people that's not felons that won't get up off their ass and won't do anything.
I agree that there are plenty of African Americans, if you're talking specifically about African Americans, who feel that way, who feel that, you know, the white man's got me down or whatever, and they use that as an excuse not to do anything. That's true, but they're also... it's true that there also is still racism out there, and there's still instances where people don't have equal opportunities, not just because of their race, but also because of socioeconomic reasons. So I think that you can't say that everything's fine and, you know, black people are free to do or on the same par on society as a Caucasian person is. I don't think that's the case yet. Even though we have an African-American or half African-American president, that doesn't mean that racism's gone. I mean, it's still probably worse today than it was, you know, before he became president, because people were so pissed off about it, especially, you know, the whole white fear thing. A lot of white people are afraid of it because they have a black president now. So.
Yeah, but don't you think it's also racist that I know I had a lot of friends who voted for him because not that they agreed with his politics, but that they wanted to be part of a historic vote or
that's
an historic
stupid.
Vote. And so they voted for him because he's black,
which I think
is also racist, isn't it? I mean,
I don't think it's racist. But I think it's stupid. Why would you vote for someone? It's like saying you wanted to vote for Hillary Clinton because she would have been the first president, female president, just because she was going to be the first female president, even though you can't stand her. That's so fucking stupid. Who would do that?
I think they're trying to prove, like, hey, look, you know, I don't.
That's so cool.
I'm okay.
Racist.
Yeah, I think they're trying to prove they're not racist, and then in turn, I know racism isn't the right word for it, but they're basically making their decision based on skin color, and instead of going for whichever candidate they thought would do a better job.
No, I think that's ridiculous. I think it's fucking stupid.
But you know what happened, right? I mean, you have to know somebody.
Of course I do.
I do
know that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what
you know. You know what? I think a lot of the people that took the bait and did what you're talking about, I think they realize it now too, and I think they're not gonna. A good percentage of them are not gonna do what they did last time. I think a lot of people, a lot of these young kids that came out, aren't gonna come out next. They didn't come out in the midterms, and they're not gonna come out next time. They're not gonna be enthusiastic about them. I think you're gonna see. It's going to be interesting to see what his campaign slogan is going to be, but hope and change is going to ring extremely empty right now.
Yeah, and
it's going to be a joke. It really is. It would be sad. He's going to try to run as an outsider somehow.
Please.
You know, he did it once, but he's done. He's done. He's Carter 2.0.
I think.
Unfortunately, it doesn't matter. It has less to do with him himself. I think anybody who would have taken over the presidency at that time would have been doomed. It was just who in their right mind would take that job at that point in time? Still now, who would take that job?
I wouldn't be surprised.
A complete sadomasochist to do it.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. I agree with you, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if I mean, people were saying when I say this that, oh no, that's not going to happen. But I really do think it's quite possible that he will be a one-term president, and whoever comes out against him, and he won't be the head runner for the Democratic Party. I really think that. I mean, that rarely happens, but I think it might happen this time because of the way things are.
Oh, you think he's going to get challenged in the primary?
I do too.
Yeah, I agree.
No.
I agree completely.
I don't think so. No, they won't do that. Yeah. You know who's been really, really quiet lately is Howard Dean.
Yeah, I would have been rocked if he'd won instead of before. I mean, the first time in 2004 or whatever.
Howard Dean sort of tapped into that quote-unquote grassroots or net roots or whatever you want to call the college-age kids that are all connected. Like before
up.
Facebook, before all that, he was the closest thing that they had, that the Democrats had to that. And if it wasn't for that Yahoo, which, whatever, I guess, you know, that was, in retrospect, it just seems ridiculous that was the strike against him, supposedly, was that he got too excited.
It's so fucking stupid,
but,
I know.
But he was the DNC chair to help get elected, and now he's kind of just sort of stepped down from that, and he's sort of just kind of coasted out of, you know, off into the sunset and out of the way. And he's a lot of people, the people that were so happy to magnetize themselves to him are slowly just kind of falling off. You know, you got Robert Gibbs. Like I wish I had an official pool set up for when all these people were going to start dropping off. Like, I honestly thought Robert Gibbs was going to be gone before now, but he got through the first 2 years, which is a surprise, especially for his press secretary. To go full 4 years would be impressive, but he did a solid two, and I'm sure that guy Burton will be up next, and he'll do a year or whatever, or maybe he'll finish the term. Sorry, Bill Clinton, you're not going to get the job. Yeah, and he's just gonna he's hoping for a repeat of the narrative in 94 that somehow it's gonna help him, and in 96 he's gonna win. No, it's not going to, history is not going to repeat itself. It's a different time. It's a different place. Politics is sharper and nastier and more divisive than ever. And it's a totally different climate. And Barack Obama, as far as his political future, is pretty much, you know, signed his own check and he's out the door. I don't think he even wants it. But just like I didn't think George Bush wanted the second term. But George Bush is kind of like the whole machine behind him just said, no, buddy.
Right.
You got to buckle up. And but I don't see that pushback on Obama. I think Obama's just this paper tiger that he's anybody. He came out of nowhere. He's nobody. You know, people still don't even know who the fuck he is.
And
he was just a useful person to throw up there. And there's no machine behind him. There's the supposed daily political machine. And they brought in this guy to replace Rahm Emanuel, one of the dailies himself, who was a former Clintonista, replacing, of course, Rahm Emanuel, a Clintonista himself. But
the problem I have with Obama, though, is that, the problem I have is, and it's probably my own fault for believing a lot of things that he said during his campaign or whatever, but he wasn't liberal enough for me. He's not liberal enough. I mean, we had George Bush. He was a complete – I mean, I think, in my view, point of view, very, very conservative, obviously. I think he was very conservative. And I wanted someone on the other end of the spectrum to come out and kind of swing the pendulum that way. And Obama just kind of is kind of in the middle of the road. He's not really liberal enough for me. I wanted somebody who was like a screaming, raging liberal, and he's not. It sucks for me. So – I'm disappointed in him because he's not what I thought he was going to be. And he hasn't done a lot of shit he said he was going to do and blah, blah, blah. And I think he kind of is mindless. I think he's a mindless guy, you know?
Yeah, I think you represent the far left wing of his base that has been alienated. He keeps trying to sort of like tries to pretend like he's pandering to the Republicans, and he thinks it's going to get him reelected. And the harsh reality is, in this climate, no conservatives are voting for you, pal. You know, you don't want to court those people.
Right.
They want to, you know, they're the kiss of death for you. If you keep piling up to them, they're not voting for you. You know, so you alienate people like yourself, a counterclass to the staunch liberal. And you probably want the healthcare thing reformed too, because there's, I'm sure you wanted like Anthony Weiner, you wanted Medicare for all, right?
Yes.
And you would have settled for a public option.
I wanted a public option. I was pissed when it didn't happen. That's the main point. I wanted the fucking public option.
And you didn't even get that. They started with they started the bargaining with the public option. They should have started the bargaining with Medicare for all. Then they could have bumped it down to the public option. But instead they started with the public option.
The whole hand.
Option, and then bumped it down to RomneyCare. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is all the Republicans are crying about this bill, and it's their own bill. It's all their shit. Like the Democrats, the reason why it kept getting bigger and bigger, because they're just like, okay, fine, Republicans, fine. We'll adopt everything you say.
Exactly.
You know, and they still voted no on it. And
that's how I feel about, I talked about this on my show, when my show is about conservatism versus liberalism, and I felt like conservatives don't give a shit about anything but their own interest, and I think liberals care a little bit more about it. Now, it doesn't mean when you're on the president or you're in politics that that's the case, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, the conservatives, Republicans, whatever, they do whatever they can to fuck up the guy in office if they're not on their side, and that's what they've been doing. So, and by the way, Shelwig, I think that the whole point of the Constitution is that it's interpreted. So your interpretation and my interpretation may be different. Okay, he says that I represent the far left that does not understand the Constitution. So I just wanted to say that. Go ahead.
Okay. So speaking of interpretation, I got something. This is a. Speaking of interpretation and conservatives, now, Iconoclast, you have one of the sharpest gaydars on BTR, do you not?
Probably the only gaydar, but go ahead.
All right. Are you familiar with Larry O'Connor?
I'm familiar with his work, yes.
What's your Gaydar saying about him?
I think he's in the closet.
Hello?
Hello, Larry.
Enough of the theater talk.
Larry, you going to come out of the closet? Come on, baby.
My head can't hit the pillow at night without hearing from Moxie.
Oh, don't blame it on me.
See, that proves he's not gay. He likes Moxie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but Vince, you have that other thing that you don't have that would have been the perfect response.
Timing's everything, people.
Yeah.
I know. Darn it.
Once again, Larry, tell us what's going on tomorrow on the big show. You have the Stage Right Show. What are you going to do?
We're going to start to introduce some of the wacky entertainment aspects of what goes on over at Big Hollywood.
Can he say anything else?
My name's Larry O'Connor.
I have something he might be able
That's
to say if
like
you guys can
super
hear it.
Gaydar right there. Right there. Like, all you have to do is say, you just meet the guy, you just say.
Hello. My name's Larry O'Connor.
Bingo, we have a winner.
Hey, how's this? Can you hear this one?
I frankly am not interested in being outed like this.
Oh!
That work? Okay, did that work? Could you hear it?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Okay.
That's good. You got to send me that.
Oh.
Send me that.
I didn't. I thought I sent you all of them.
I still don't have a good, solid... It's not hard to do, but I still haven't found a good, nice, solid, isolated, hearty laugh. Like, I have it attached to other stuff. Or with other people talking underneath and stuff, but I just want to isolate just him just going off.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. This one's kind of okay. Because it could be me talking over him. Because it was.
Yeah, that's like a variation to have in the mix, but again,
I know.
Just totally isolated. Yeah. So there's.
Oh, here's one that I think is one of my favorites. Wait, where is it? Oh. Okay, here we go.
His big new play opens on Broadway. What a guy. What a guy. Ah.
I love that sigh.
Yeah, just have that sigh isolated.
Yeah. Well, I was goofing off when
you need
I
to get
did
him,
that.
You need to get him singing show tunes.
Oh,
boy.
Do you have...
I downloaded the entire Tony's review episode, and I got a few things from that, but I don't have it on my switchboard yet.
I have something. I mean, it's not a show tune, but this is good.
All the single ladies. All the single ladies. I'm glad that was for Kanye.
I've got some of those early shows, you know, before I was kicked off my own show when he was supposed to be my talking producer. I'll go through them all slowly and get some good stuff. I know I have an isolated laugh in there somewhere.
So wait, are you guys, I don't know what's happening with your shows. Are you guys leaving after the 1st of February or whatever?
Yeah, I am. I mean,
it's a plan.
Unless things change in terms of how the service works.
Yeah, unless
it's not worth paying for.
Yeah, unless all of a sudden the service starts working, then I might change my mind.
But where are you going?
If it somehow becomes functional in the time we have left, maybe I'll consider it. But I tend to like to pay for products that work.
Well, I'll tell you, I bitched and bitched about the things not working, and they gave me another free month, so I'm staying at least until the other 3 months up.
Oh, sweet, sweet. So the thing is, you just get in and you just bitch every month.
I mean, I bitched to tech support like every day for a week, and then the next week I bitched some more. So they finally said, I said I wanted a credit for every hour that I missed or every minute I missed on my show. Looks like I got dropped because of the switchboard.
Wow.
And they said, okay, it was only adding up to like 3 hours or whatever. They said, okay, we'll just give you a whole free month. I said, great. So I have another free month. So as long as that's happening, I'm cool. I don't have to pay for it.
Oh, my God.
I remember when you started your show, it was like every night the switchboard was out and you were getting dropped and you couldn't get back in.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the first show, like my real serious show. It was like the night show because every time I'd start it at like 2 a.m. because I'd try to wait till after Vince's show so I could hear his show. And then by 3 a.m. it would knock me off every fucking time. So I had to start it at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. I what was it earlier? Was it this? No. Yeah, I think it was this week. Sorry. It's late for you, too. But it's like the switchboard just disappeared. And it kept saying, like, oops, you know, you get the oops page. And somebody, you know, you might want to try again. It might work the next time. And it's like, I think that should just be their entire marketing plan is, you know, if you can't do a show right now, just try again. It might work
later.
They don't know. No one knows.
So are you guys not going to have a show anywhere now? You're just going to be off the air, so to speak?
Yeah. Yeah. Looking for a new home.
Are you going to be trolling on the shows on BTR?
Oh, probably once in a while. But I don't know. I'm going to try to get back into reality and
the real
try
world.
To do stuff.
The truth is, he's lying. The truth is, there's a lot of stuff stacked up on his DVR. He's been missing all his good TV.
I haven't watched Red Eye in like 3 months, so I have a lot of Red Eye to catch up on. I hear that Bill Schultz now has a vagina officially. He got the surgery. That's just. But don't give away any of the details. I have to catch up on all the episodes.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'll probably do mine. I'll stream it somewhere, but I don't know if I'll be able to take calls. I don't know. It's sad.
I'm sorry. That sucks. Because you're both of your shows are good, and I think they add a lot to BTR, and actually its credibility to some degree. So it's kind of sad that you're losing. They're losing you guys. It sucks.
Yeah, there's no bottom line. There's no bottom line though that they're getting from us. Like for me, I mean, yeah. So I average maybe around like 100 listeners live a night, plus maybe another 50 on the archive.
Yeah.
Wow, 150 listeners a show. What does that really equate to in the scheme of things for BTR? They're not going to miss me.
Right.
They're not going to miss me at all. Say lovey. Bye bye. Good luck. Go somewhere else. You know, and hell, who knows? You know, who's to say I don't say something and it ticks off somebody and they go to BTR and kick me off, which has happened to me in the past. And, you know, I've written off BTR in the past. And, you know, it's actually a freaking miracle that I'm here to begin with. I totally wrote off BTR like a year ago and just totally just quit it like the Jew did, cold turkey. And literally just never didn't listen, didn't do shows, didn't do nothing. And
happened?
And I came back on a fluke. And I got really busy. I went through a dark time. I got really depressed. And I got burnt out. I was doing shows like 3 shows a day, trolling other shows, doing all kinds of sorts of pre-production and recording shit and doing teasers and all that stuff. And that thing that I use, that one teaser I use, the only one I use on here that I play over and over and over again, is left over from that. I used to have a bunch for another show I did called Mega Show, which I don't do anymore, but it's in my archives. But I got fucking burnt out on BTR, and I was working a lot, and I was fucking started working 2 jobs for a while, and I was just wasn't even doing anything socially at all, much less like virtually. And I don't know, then after time heals things and all wounds, I guess, is the saying, I got better, so to speak. And was working less and now working a lot less. Only work instead I was working two jobs before. Now I'm working a half a job essentially. Right now it's been really slow in the winter here. Hence I've had some time on my hands and gotten back up into BTR. But I kind of like the Jew. I kind of feel like I mean, I can't speak for him necessarily, but you know, I kind of feel like, you know, BTR is kind of giving me a, sending me a message saying, Vince, you know what? Are you going to pay to be a fake radio person? Or are you just going to go off and be a fake radio person on your own?
Right.
You know, if I'm going to pay.
Do it for free somewhere and be a fake radio
person. Yeah. Yeah. If I'm going to be a fake radio person, I'm not going to fucking pay for it. It's kind of like, you know, give me a break.
Well, is there a way to just, I mean, it's not that hard to start your own radio,
yeah,
online radio.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, there's a million different ways to do it, but it's kind of, there's nothing that puts it together in one,
right, I know,
platform like BTR has. I mean, for all of its faults, it's built a little niche for itself and its platform compared to whatever else is out there, at least what I've seen.
Me too.
It just doesn't quite match it as far as having everything integrated together. I mean, yeah, the switchboard's not perfect, but still, you're able to do more or less a little, your own little free, fake internet radio show.
Yep.
But it's not free anymore. But, I mean, I'll do little 30-minute shows, sure, whatever. I mean, I won't totally disappear. Not like the Jew. Like, I did the cold turkey before, and, you know, this is fun. BTR is fun. I'll always come back. And BTR actually has, it actually kind of amazes me. If you just look at today's picks and how it rotates, and, you know, as clunky and sophomoric as BTR is, it does get some kind of name people. And it's actually not that hard. It wouldn't be that hard for anybody, really, if they just did a little homework and, you know, a little legwork, they could get any of these sort of B-list, C-list, D-list actors or personalities or musicians or whoever.
Oh, it's not hard at all.
Even actors are, like, in this day and age where like, it used to be that the only actors that got interviews and were, like, the main stars, like Tom Cruise's, who had press junkets and shit. But now with the internet, fucking, you know, the guy that plays the fucking extra in Mission Impossible 3 can be on BTR and get interviewed for an hour by somebody. So tell me what it was like to blow up next to Tom Cruise, man. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's great. It's not all just about the Jew and trolling. There's a lot of mature, intriguing content. Although I have to admit, 9 times out of 10, when they have that today's pick, like Michelle Pearl, who the fuck is that? I have no idea.
I didn't know that.
Was she like a female member of NWA? What's her deal? All right, we got 5 minutes to go. I got a caller now. Let's go to the lines. 936. You're on the air. Wake up, 936. You're on the air. We got five.
Nature
we got five
boy.
Minutes. Nature boy, going once, going twice. Nature boy, you're unmuted. Wake up, brother. Okay. No nature boy.
Isn't that sick? I know the area code of nature boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's something very wrong with me that I know that. I mean, well, when he calls in all the time, of course. I don't know. Is Icon still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
What are you going to stay with BTR? Are you going to pay, or are you already paid? I don't even know.
You were about the best guest to put on this show because it went from great to pretty gay, my friend. You with your damn racism show.
Up.
Hey, wait a minute. I got a guest for you. Hey, Vince, I got a friend on the line for you as well.
Yeah. All right.
Why don't
go
you
ahead.
Meet him
wait,
now?
Wait, we only have a minute.
Hurry. I'm autoclap.
Put him on already then.
All right, here's my first guest.
This is James Earl Jones with Racism Radio. Is the white man holding you down? Give that white man an upside down fry. Listen to the Racism Radio Show with Iconoclast tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Be there or I'll kick your ass, nigga.
Thank you for that promo.
I've got my other guest on here, too.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Here's my other guest. Hold on a minute. I've got Mr. Howard Dean is here. Howard Dean, are you there? Howard Dean?
Howard Dean? Governor Dean, are you there? This is amazing. I've had two politicians on my show in one day.
Where is Howard Dean? Howard Dean,
come here. California. Howard Dean.
There we go.
That sounded like you. That sounded like. Wait. That just sounded like you saying Howard Dean, but in a whispery voice.
What? Me said no. That was Howard Dean. He's at a rally right now.
No. Okay. Well, put him back on.
Okay. Hold on. Howard Dean. We've got static.
Come on. We only have
He's
a minute
a rally.
To go here.
I'm sorry.
Governor Dean,
Howard
are you there?
Howard Dean, where are you?
Good impression of anybody. I think I would.
Yeah.
Howard Dean, where are you? I think we lost him, Vince.
All right, that's fine. We appreciate the effort. I appreciate Iconoclast, you coming by. Looking forward to your show on homophobia tomorrow night. Also,
racism.
Moxie.
Racism.
I'm sorry?
Not everything's gay, Vince. Racism.
Right. Okay. Check out Iconoclast show tomorrow on Islamophobia. And Moxie will be having a special humor institute, right, Moxie?
I think so. Yeah, well, that's tonight. Yeah, I'm going to try. I have another sort of long day.
That's tonight. Oh, my
travel.
God. It's already tonight. It's already tonight.
2 a.m. here.
Okay, and your show is also about racism.
No, it's about homophobia.
Oh,
and
okay.
Islamophobia.
Check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's the Humor Institute. And who else do we have here? Oh, Nature Boy, you got 20 seconds. What's going on with you?
Hey, I just want to thank you for allowing us to be on your show. It's always great. And I want to say good night to all the listeners, and the Nature Boy will be here the next time Vince and the Maze on the air. Howard Dean, is that you?
Is that Howard Dean? Is that
Howard
Dean?
Yeah,
again, Nature
Howard
Boy.
Dean,
just,
he's back on.
Now,
Howard Dean.
It just sounds like somebody
yeah.
whispering.
Are you there? Yeah. Are you at your rally? Yeah. Are you getting voters? No. Oh, damn it. Those damn conservatives. Good night, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're telling me, Lair. So, I want to thank Nature Boy and Governor Dean for joining us on the program. Also, Larry, good to have you here, as always.
Hello.
Hello. Is somebody still on there? My producer's got. I think that was Governor Dean that talking to Nature Boy there. Anywho, if you guys want to stick around, myself and the panelists will wrap things up in the post-game wrap up in overtime for our podcast listeners. For the live listeners, thanks for tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Pacific, I think. That's also 1 a.m. Atlantic, or Eastern, if you will, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
Hello. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Vince in the Bay here with you. Hmm. Vince in the Bay back with you. Wrapping things up here. I want to thank my panel tonight. VMAC, Moxie. Not Nature Boy, and everybody else who called in and listened. Oh, what a hoot! And that would include Iconoclast TX. Oh yeah, Iconoclast came on the show tonight here in the second hour. That was fun. That was cool. And he was here. Melinda, Uncle Bobby, Slim Jim, Ken Moore, Big Ashby, Francie and Friends, Francine Friends also favorited, is following me now. Big ups to Francine Friends. Thank you for following me. Lady Slugga, Blue Goose, Space Poet, who didn't call in. Haven't had a reading from Space Poet in a while. Patriot Greg, who lurks into my chat, always expecting the Jew to appear. That guy is, that's crazy. He doesn't really like my show. He doesn't like anything I have to say, or doesn't really want to have anything to do with me, but he knows I'm a friend of the Jew. So, you know, what can you do?
I'm a troll and a liar.
All right, looks like we have, wow, not much to pick from as far as our shows. Well, I had a good time tonight. It was a joyous occasion here on the program at Moxie On. Always a pleasure to have her here. And, yeah, it was good times. Good times. Oh, yeah, Ronnie was listening in the chat as well as flyover territory for a little bit. Security Files and Coffee 77. Routing out the subscribers that listened. And, okay, that's it. Vince in the Bay wrapping things up here. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Check me out on the internet at VinceInTheBay.com. The Insider Extreme Cam will continue for another 20 minutes. So those of you who are waiting for me to pull my pants down, that will happen momentarily. And for those of you who are not, look into it, VinceInTheBay.com/InsiderExtreme. Click on the cam button, and you can get a live video feed of myself while I broadcast the show. And so I'm going to end things here with, oh, brother. What should I play here to go out with? I think I will go out with, why not some Pete Seeger, huh? Here we go, Pete Seeger, Bella Starr. Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern. It's Disorderly Conduct with me, Vince in the Bay. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Bye. Adios, amigos.
Bell Star, Bell Star, tell me where have you gone? Since old Oklahoma, sand hills you did roam. Is it heaven's wide streets that you're tying your reins? Or single footing somewhere below? Eight lovers, they say, combed your waving black hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men heard the sounds of your tan leather skirt. Eight men heard the bark of the guns that you wore. Cole Younger was your first, and the father of your girl, and the name that you picked for your daughter was Pearl. Cole robbed the bank and he drawed the lifeline, but I heard he was pardoned after 20 years' time. Your Cherokee lover, Blue Duck was his name. He loved you in the sandhills before your great fame. I heard he stopped a bullet in 1885, and your Blue Duck's no longer alive. You took Jim Reed to your warm wedding bed, and from out of your love was born the boy Ed. A pal killed Jim Reed by the dark of the moon, and your son Ed was blowed down in a drunken saloon.
Then there was Bob Younger, you loved him so well. He rode with the James boys out on the long trail. Well, they caught him in Minnesota along with the gang, and he died down in jail in the cell of the chain.
You loved Mr. William Clark Quantrill and his Civil War guerrillas in the Missouri hills. He hit Lawrence, Kansas, and fought them still. And when he rode out 200 lay killed.
They say you could have, they whisper you might have loved Frank James on a couple of nights. He fought the Midland Railroad almost to death. Then in 1915, Frank drawed his last breath.
They say it could be, they say maybe so, that you love Jesse James, that desperado. Jesse got married, had a wife and a son. Was shot down at home by the Ford brothers' gun.
Bellstar, Bellstar, your time's getting late. But how is Jim Younger? Did you hear his fate? He was jailed and then pardoned for all he had done. And he blowed out his own brains in 1901. Eight men, they say, combed that waving black hair. Eight men knew the feel of your dark velvet waist. Eight men heard the sound of your tan leather skirt. Eight men heard the bark of the guns that you wore. Bellstar, Bellstar, tell me where have you gone? Since old Oklahoma, sand hills you roam. Is it heaven, what peace that you're tying your reins? Or single-footing some